This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote later today on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. And thanks to an announcement from Maine Republican Susan Collins, it appears almost certain that Kavanaugh will be confirmed. In a speech on the Senate floor yesterday, Collins said that she would, in fact, support Kavanaugh's nomination. Two other senators who had been undecided also said they would vote yes, Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia and Arizona Republican Jeff Flake. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska announced she would vote no. That brought yesterday's procedural vote in support of Kavanaugh to 51-49. To consider the reaction to Collins's decision, we are joined by Maine Public Radio's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Great. Now, of course, there are a range of opinions, but what is your overall sense of how people in Maine are responding?
Well, I think for progressives who have been waging a pretty withering pressure campaign against Collins, there is a sense of betrayal and shock, but not surprise, if that makes sense. They were sort of, you know, they believed that she was leaning towards voting for Kavanaugh, but I think there was some hope among them that these sexual assault allegations might make her reconsider her support for him. In addition to that, his testimony during those gripping hearings last week, when he came in after Ford presented her case and was, you know, some often combative with senators. I think there was a lot of folks that thought maybe that would unnerve Susan Collins and perhaps get her to vote no. On the flip side, the conservatives are thrilled. They are really happy that Collins came through and supported this nominee, who will likely tip the balance of that court to favor of conservatives for at least a generation. And they are very happy about that. And that includes Governor Paula Page, a Republican, who has been very critical of Susan Collins in the past.
Susan Collins has built something of a reputation as a different kind of Republican, especially in this era. How valid is that now?
Well, I think that her vote yesterday is really going to put that reputation and image to the test. Before, she sort of took enough votes that would, I think, appeased people on the left. She was favorable to a lot of interest groups, including some pro-choice groups that are now very, very upset with her. And on the right, the far right especially, there was a lot of distrust for her. Now, of course, she's taken a vote where everybody on the right is super thrilled and everybody on the left is really mad. And so you kind of wonder where the independents and unenrolled voters who have always lifted her to victories and decisive ones, where how they're going to shake out.
That speech that she gave yesterday, it was longer than 40 minutes, and she did go into a lot of detail about the decision, and she also referred to the confirmation battle as a dysfunctional circus. How do you think that's playing out with voters?
Well, I think that she also described it as a gutter-level political campaign, or a caricature of that, of one. And I think that that really irritated a lot of the activist groups that were, they thought, were trying to make a compelling case to her and thought maybe that she was listening. So they're not happy with that. They're also not happy with the fact that she didn't address Kavanaugh's temperament during that hearing, that some of them felt was disqualifying. So, you know, her characterization of that, I think, is something that they won't forget, but that's just one of many things from her decision yesterday.
Based on your understanding of the landscape, what do you think this decision means for Collins' future? Being as Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton is calling on veterans to challenge her when she's up for re-election, assuming she runs, what do you think?
It's definitely going to be something that's going to stick with her, and if she runs again in 2020. You know, where before there was a lot of Democrats that were reluctant to step out and take Susan Collins on, that's not going to be the case in 2 years, at least that's the way it looks today.
I would imagine that the effect on a potential reelection run by Collins would hinge somewhat on what Brett Kavanaugh might do on the Supreme Court.
I think that's exactly right, Sharon. I think, you know, if there's a controversial decision that sort of confirms what had been a lot of people's worst fears, those votes that he takes, those decisions that he makes, will forever be attached to Susan Collins' support of him.
Well, Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon.
That's Maine Public Radio's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. This is 90.9 WBUR.